And she has 15 minutes, so she's going to be longer format.
Who does Ezra know? Ezra? Okay, cool. Yeah. Great. Can I get another water, please?
Yep.
Just run out of. Thank you so much.
Ezra, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Great. So we have you down for 15 minutes. And we are ready when you are.
Hi, I'm Ezra Jones with the F State. We are here with Chukwudi Awuji, discussing his latest role in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Good to see you.
You as well. So what inspires you to cast or to take on this particular role?
Wow. Basically was James saying, "Hey, do you want to play this role?" I was like, "Yeah." he came up. We were, I mean, I wish there was anything. Oh, I had to think about it. No. He offered it. I was like, "Yes." Really, but the inspiration was the offer to join the MCU. I mean, come on, I had resigned myself to the fact that I would always be a fan, but never part of it. Does that make sense? It's the thing I would go to see, go to watch. A bit like you wait for every couple of years for the new James Bond movie and you go and watch it. You don't actually expect yourself to be Bond, you know? So it was a real surprise, but there was no doubt in my mind that, especially James, that knew me as an actor and we were working together. So if he decided you would be great for this role and it was a chance to join this thing of that goes way back to my childhood and my love affair with it, it was a privilege because it's not normal, this nature of the role for someone like me who I don't think I'm being, modest or humble to say that Hollywood had no clue who I was, you know, to be offered such a great role was a real gift.
Yeah, I want to say that speaking of your role, that you did an absolutely fantastic job at playing your
Thank you.
role.
Thank you.
Overall, I love the storyline. It captivated me from beginning to end.
Thanks for saying
What would
that,
you
man.
say? My pleasure. What would you say was like your most favorite part about like embodying this particular character?
I was just really drawn to all the things that make people hate him. I was drawn to his extreme narcissism, and he's just so single-minded, and I love the sort of bubbling fury that he had, that I feel all the airs he puts on, right from his purple elegant suit to listening to space opera to speaking in this sort of heightened lyrical delivery. They're all hiding this bubbling fury and stuff. And when you have those contradictions as an actor, and you know at some point you're going to get a chance to let that stuff out also, those are the sort of roles you want. It's like everything. That role was everything. It was dangerous, it was elegant, it was surprising, it was tragic, it was angry, and it was in Marvel, you know? Yeah.
What would you say was your like greatest challenge with the character of trying to really convey the message of who the character was?
The greatest challenge was the main thing. When James offered it to me, he said to me, "I need you to ground him, keep him grounded." And that was challenging because when you are playing a villain, especially one that's so extreme and driven, it's very easy to fall into types and stereotypes. It's almost very easy to have too much of a good time with it. Does that make sense? Because you're not
Right,
shackled.
absolutely.
You're not shackled in the same way as if I were doing a Mamet play or something like that, where there's these people we know every day. Does that make sense? It was. There's a risk that you can have too much fun, especially this guy that is a mixture for me in my imagination and how I built the building blocks of it of Bond villains and mad scientists and Dr. Frankenstein and all these things that were all tropes I used. It's very easy to start just playing the tropes and not actually land the character. So that challenge of being bold and embracing the big, but also making sure it was truthful, was a real challenge and a really good acting challenge, one that I really enjoyed, you know?
Yeah, I'll definitely say that you resonated with me, and I felt like you really connected with the audience of really embodying all of those character features of what a villain truly is in that aspect of it, because I don't think that we've ever seen a villain quite like that, that embodied so much of like humanity, but was very much a villain, you know, like, yeah. Clearly.
No, it's in the clues in the title. He is a villain. We're not trying to make him more palatable or more likable or more what. If those things happen, that's great. That's my connection with the audience. But ultimately, he is a villain with a single purpose. And he never loses commitment to that purpose, you know?
Right. What would you say is your most memorable moment with the cast overall?
With the whole cast of, we had around when I was rapping, although they weren't rapping yet, James had us all over to his house and they were just sat there, you know, in his house. And I was consciously aware of the fact that although my journey is sort of beginning, theirs was sort of coming to an end. And they were just so easy with each other. They knew each other's proclivities and James, you know, the host, you know, I just went, there is a way in this industry to be in the apex of it, to be under the most kind of pressure of it and expectation and still be very human and very domestic. It was a good lesson, you know.
Right. And the last question of the day that I have, well, two more questions. Mm-hmm. What message do you hope that the audience gains from your particular role in the film?
I hope amongst all the fun and the villainy and the enjoyment of it and the story that people understand that ultimately people like me are very grounded in history. I hope they take that away, that when someone decides they have the answer and decides what the definition of perfect is, those are usually very dangerous people. So I hope people take that away to know what that is, he is ultimately someone very recognizable, and he is all those things people might like about the character, the how he speaks, the lyricism, the grandeur. Don't forget the greatest orators in the world were also some of the most dangerous people, from Hitler and so forth. I don't want to go, you know, and there's countless examples of that. Right. Idi Amin was so charming. Oh my God, you know, when you talk about football, the Scottish national team, you know. So I just want people to know that the idea of the powerful preying on the weak is very present, and we've seen them, and we have actually seen the high evolutionary in history and every day when we turn on the TV still, you know. That's important.
Right, absolutely. And then the very last question is, what is up next for you?
Someone put it very well in a radio show I was just doing between now, because I said, I really don't want to, I want to sort of be focusing on this and keep whatever's coming as a secret, not because I've signed any official secrets act. But he said that, you know, that's the same sort of approach that Sidney Poitier had. He was like, isn't it better to be surprised by what comes instead of bigging myself up right now in front of you? And I think, that's sort of what that's going to be my line now officially, because I'm always kind of uncomfortable discussing what's next, because usually people don't want me to talk about it yet. So I'll just say, why don't you let me surprise you? But one thing that's going to definitely in my future is, we have a production company called Tudor House. My family, my brother, my sister founded it. Its focus is to bring stories based in Africa, but change the narrative of stories coming out of Africa, that, you know, it isn't just, you know, doom, war, warriors, or corruption, that we tell great stories based out of Lagos, film noir, detective stories, love stories, romantic comedies. So we're developing, we're forming partnerships with various networks and developing stories for that. And I'm very excited about that because there is a whole, there's still a very untapped reservoir of talent and stories that can come out of that amazing continent. And we're sort of driving that sort of narrative. So I can tell you that without being specific about other projects.
Well, congratulations on the production. I look forward to seeing more from you and your production as well.
Thank you very much. And thank you for being so generous.
My pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.